Welcome to another teaching from Spirit of God Ministries Worldwide. We pray that this blesses you greatly. Here is today's message in progress.
So today when I woke up, I heard the Lord say, whose report are you going to believe? And as I laid in bed a little bit longer and listened to some of what he was talking to me about, and when I got up, I was confronted with the choice to choose God and his word and choose God and his promises. And every day we have that opportunity. Some of us realize it and some of us don't. But we actually have authority to control how we're going to feel in a day. And today I had to do, talking to my emotions and telling them that it's going to be a good day and that we're blessed and that we are, you know, the joy of the Lord is my strength. And it's amazing. It only takes a second to change the course of your events through your words. And as I am releasing this, I want to encourage you. It only takes a second to change the course of your destiny. If you speak life, you will receive life. If you speak death, you will receive death. Life and death are in the power of the tongue. Choose life. And I know this is a very simple message, but I really feel like today is a day of realignment of or anchoring in or adjusting to the winds that are blowing at our doors. You know, with media on 24/7, not in our house, but anywhere you go, there's the news is on, and you can see the evidence of people responding to the news. And I just want to encourage you that we have promises from God that we need to be focusing on and living in. And it's very hard to do that if you are consumed with what is going on in the natural. Because if you're looking at what's happening in the natural, you might have a tendency to not cast your gaze on Jesus. And if you're stuck right now and thinking, you know, things are bad, I just want to tell you that the good news of the gospel message, Jesus has redeemed us from the curse. You know, no plague will draw near to our house. You know, we use his blood. We've covered our doorposts, and we believe in his resurrection power. And we enforce his blessings. We purposely choose life. And, you know, this is a great opportunity to practice his presence, practice his promises, and declare God's word out loud into your life. And for some of you, this might be the first storm you've ever gone through. For others, this might be, you know, your 1,000th or 10,000. And we get to practice every day whose report we're going to believe. You know, and I'm reminded of when we came home from one of our trips and we heard that strange sound in the basement and it was gushing water and our basement was flooded. And, you know, it takes a split second to react in the flesh or to react in the spirit. And we both bursted out laughing and we said, we don't know how this is going to work out, but we know God's going to take care of this because this is God's house. See, when you live in God's promises, everything is his. Everything is ours. We're co-laborers with Christ. And so there's no burdens. There's no pressures. And if there's pressures, it's either the enemy trying to push on you or it's your flesh responding to the situations in the natural. And we're starting to see a lot of that responding in the natural. And you know, I had to do some battling today myself to come against the schemes of the enemy. And I'm happy to say victorious in Jesus again. The thing with God's promises and invoking his blessings and speaking forth his word, you know, we have the Holy Spirit inside of us. He leads and guides us in all truth. He knows truth. And if we're struggling in any area, all we need to do is ask Holy Spirit for help. What's going on? What's really going on? Because oftentimes it's not what's happening in the natural. We're responding to what we see, but usually there's a higher force behind it, whether it be a demonic force. And when I say higher, I don't mean demons are higher than us. I'm just saying that there's, you know, the stuff in the natural often manifests from the heavenlies. And so in God's kingdom, if we can learn to practice sitting in heavenly places, that's scripture, and listening to God and reading his word, we can turn the ship, we can turn the problems, we can get strategies on how to overcome the obstacles, we can apply techniques through prayer, through words, through listening to the Holy Spirit and being led by him, and he will give us the blueprint. He will give us the strategies to win, because he loves when we win. And right now, I'm seeing people, well, I'm hearing the words consumed in Facebook. And so please don't shut me off for what I'm about to say. But some people are waking up and the first thing they're doing is scrolling through their Facebook pages to see the latest news about the latest issues or problems or rules and restrictions. And I'm just going to challenge you to push that away and put some seeds of truth in your life first. Put some word, put some God into you first. Wet your soil with his word, because remember, stuff is growing inside of you. It's either seeds of destruction or seeds of prosperity and growth and the promises of God. And oftentimes you don't see what's growing until it pops out. And then we're like, yikes, or like, wow, blessings. So there's this season right now, I really feel like there's an opportunity to grow deeper in the stillness of God and manifest his presence and his blessings to change the course of events in the earth. And I'm seeing twofold here. I'm seeing people trying to do this in the natural and, you know, come against problems in the natural, working it out through their flesh. And I'm also seeing strategies birthed in prayer and the courses of events being changed because of the proclamations released in prayer. And one will bear fruit and last, and the other will probably burn up. Any work of the flesh is a work of the flesh. And usually when the winds blow, it'll cause problems and not stand. And so what I'm trying to say is, I see there's some alignment going on right now. I see that the Lord is extending opportunities to grow your prayer language. Grow your prayer language. Grow your prayer language. Did you hear me? How often are we praying? How often are we declaring? How often are we releasing life? You know, the enemy's looking for pawns to speak the dreaded problems out and come in agreement with what the enemy wants to happen in the earth. And as citizens of the kingdom of God, we have a duty to enforce. You know, back in Genesis, you know, God told us, told Adam and Eve to steward the earth. And so we have the opportunity to steward the earth, to make good stewards, and to speak life and change some of the stuff that is trying to be pushed through in the natural. What you're seeing in the natural was birthed in the spirit, whether from the enemy's kingdom or God's kingdom. It is birthed in spirit. And God is actually challenging us. He's shaking some of us to come forth into the prayer chair, into the prayer closet, into the secret place where we come in alignment as one in him and get his strategies, get his peace, and work from that place of peace. Work and release from that place of peace. And so I'm just going to challenge you right now to measure your heart right now. Measure what's going on. How are you doing tonight? Can you feel the peace of God in your heart? Do you feel that still small voice inside of you? Can you hear the Holy Spirit challenge you and encouraging you to come on in and rest in His presence? Or are you running and racing and trying to get that list of stuff that you made to try to get done everything that you need to get done? Do you know you can do that list in a place of peace? I'm seeing somebody responding to that. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. God's speaking to us tonight, and He's encouraging us to press in for the greater thing. Don't settle for what you see happening. And you know, there's not a day that doesn't go by that I don't get a report of what the enemy's trying to do. But I want to challenge you with a report of what God is doing. God is bringing forth His bride. God is bringing forth His bride spotless. And right now, the bride is filling their oil. The bride is tucked away and leaning on the presence and learning to grow and steward His presence. Because there's a time and season. Right now, we are in a season of preparing and preparation and rest. But there is a time and a season, and seasons tend to change quickly. And it's our job as citizens of the kingdom of God to know what the King is saying. And we shouldn't have to go to Facebook to hear what the King is saying. Now, don't shut me off, but I'm encouraging you to take what you hear and go and ask Holy Spirit, what is going on? What really is going on? Because if you take the word with you and you go and ask Holy Spirit, He will show you in the word what you need to do. He knows what you're hung up on. He knows what false belief systems you have. He knows your strengths, your weaknesses, and He wants to help develop you in relationship so that you could be a tool for the kingdom of God. And so I just want to remind you that there's a lot of half-truth out there on Facebook and YouTube, and there's a lot of agendas being pushed. And I'm very careful not to get involved in the agendas because I try to stay pure to what Holy Spirit is saying to me. Now, I'm not stupid, and I don't put a bag over my head and not pay attention to what's going on. I see it, but I choose not to dwell on it. I choose to keep asking the Lord, what's my part? What do you want me to speak? What do you want me to do? How can I pray? And as you grow in relationship, one of the things you'll start to notice is it's not about you anymore. You know, there comes a point where it's about the body. And if you're still, it's about you, that's okay, because that's where you're at right now. But I'm believing for you to come through into growth in God, where He gives you His heart for the people. He gives you His voice to declare and to help people get free. You know, isn't it great when you see somebody get set free from something that you used to be hung up into? Don't you cheer them on? Like, yay, another one has been released from the kingdom of the enemy and translated into the kingdom of light. Yay! And so God is birthing this thing in us, and it's important that we aren't too busy where we are unable to carry it in the fullness. Because I'm telling you, this is something it reminds me of dripping. It doesn't come fast. It's drip, 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 drip. You have to spend time in His presence and receive the package from heaven so that you can fulfill the promises that He has for your life and for the body of Christ. God is tightening up our belts again and calling us to slow down. And some of, I can feel it in the spirits, and I can see it a little bit in the natural. People are sick of being you know, told they can't go wherever, and so there's like some of this natural like rebelliousness coming forth from the flesh. But I want to remind you to check in and see, is that your flesh? Is that spirit, or is there a force behind you trying to push you in rebellion? You know, and the other thing I want to talk about a little bit is entitlement. You know, I just want to remind you, Jesus paid the price for us to walk in complete freedom and wholeness. we're not to rely on the earthly government to take care of us. Our King of Kings, Jesus, is taking care of us. And so I'm challenging you to remove the limitations of your thinking and to focus the current focus of the crisis. And some are looking to the government to help them. But really, when you do that, you're putting limitations on God, because God's bigger than the government. God's kingdom is large. It's vast and it's filled with blessings. And so, you know, I really feel like this is an opportunity to come out from among them, be ye separated, and go away into the secret place and just tell Jesus how much you love him and how worthy he is, and start to just worship him. And when you do that, I'm telling you, it's just natural for things to fall into place. And if something doesn't fall into place, you don't care, because he is taking care of you. And you realize, you start to grow in trust and realize that he knows best. And maybe what you're believing for right now is, you know, a temporary patch to a problem or a situation. But God is bigger. He's about realigning and repositioning us into the fullness and into truth. And I know there's a lot of faulty buildings out there, so to speak. This is a parable. You know, we've built some stuff up in the flesh. And I could speak on this, because this was my past. This was my life. I did the best I could. I did what I was taught. You know, I went after the American dream, and to some part, I had some great success. But I was empty on the inside. And if you're empty on the inside, Jesus isn't part of that dream. And Jesus' dream is bigger and more powerful, and actually causes resurrection. You know, but first you have to die to your own junk and your own ways and what you think is great. I remember when the shaking started happening years ago in my life. You know, I built all this stuff up, and then, you know, things started shaking, and, you know, destruction was knocking at the door, and I had to make a choice, you know, to listen what the Lord said or do what I thought to do in the natural. And I flipped the switch and started to do what the Lord started telling me to do. And he didn't tell me my whole life out. He just gave me enough for today. And if I would do the today, then tomorrow he'd give me enough for today. And then I would do that. And it built and it built and it built. And yeah, I'm going to tell you, a lot of stuff fell and a lot of stuff shook and a lot of stuff crashed to the ground. But it was man-made stuff. And it didn't even make a difference. It was not important. I got shook so hard, like a tree, you know, where there was just no leaves left. It was like a bad storm. And there was just, you know, a little bit of stubble left. But God watered that and grew and strengthened the branches and made something out of junk. And, you know, I can say today what is happening in the world is really an opportunity for people to come closer to God, to put their trust in him. And if you've never done that, this might sound like a crazy message to you, but I'm telling you, when you put God first, right order starts to flow and follow. And so what happens is our old life, there's this collision that takes place, because we're still trying to hold up the stuff that we built, and God is calling us deeper into his presence and deeper into his truth and deeper into trusting him. And so it's like these two kingdoms are colliding, the kingdom of the flesh and the kingdom of God. And really, it's to benefit us, because if anything that is built of God will stand, anything that is built of man will fall. It just, if the wind is strong enough, it's going to fall. And so what happens is, when it falls, that's the opportunity to try not to raise it from the dead. If it's not of God, let it die. And if it is of God, let him bring it back to life. When he does, it's always awesome. It's always the best. It's far more than we ever could believe or expect. And I say that from experience. I've had this go on in my life. And, it's designed to bring us into deeper truth and deeper trust and oneness in him, in his kingdom. And, you know, I'm thinking of that scripture, I'm paraphrasing this, but if you're standing in one kingdom and standing in the other, it's pretty hard to move forward. And so, you know, I see some people are holding on to broken dreams, and you know, I'm seeing bills on the counter in some people's houses, and I'm not saying don't pay your bills, but I am saying God's way is higher. And let's just say you really did some bad stuff, some stupid stuff, and maybe you charged up your credit cards thinking you were going to get a bonus or something, and the bonus didn't come in. Doesn't matter what it is, but I'm going to tell you something. If you go to the Lord with a sincere heart, repent for your actions, and ask him to show you the way out, to show you the way into his truth, he will help you. He always does. I can't tell you how many times I have messed up and, you know, maybe I said something I shouldn't have said, and then I, you know, oh boy, here I open my big mouth. I have to repent. Lord, please forgive me. I'm so sorry I spoke like that. I spoke in anger. I'm sorry. I break those words in the name of Jesus. Lord, I'm releasing your truth, which is, and whatever it is, over that situation. His ways are always higher. And so I want to go back to the bills, that I see some bills and I see some worry, and I'm hearing the words great debt. In some people's lives, there's great debt. And, you know, I came out of great debt. I had many rental properties and, you know, owned lots of properties, and so had lots of debt to and lots of rent coming in to pay the mortgages and stuff. And, you know, when the walls started to tumble, when the winds started to blow and shake things up, I had to make a decision that I was going to trust the Lord with all my heart and lean not on my own understanding. And all my ways acknowledge him, and I knew he was going to make my path straight. Well, if you can't see a path straight, that requires trust. And so I had to learn to trust him for provision. I had to learn to trust him for direction. I had to learn to trust him when I was hearing his voice. And I'm trying to tell you that this is the opportune time to learn to trust him. See, the system of the natural is broken, and the system of the kingdom of God is filled with life. And so some of you are trying to drag along this broken system and bring it into the kingdom, and it just doesn't work that way. And I'm reminded of, you can't bring new wine into an old wineskin, you know, and the same thing. And so God's not saying don't pay your bills, but he's saying, come to me. I have a solution. I have a way to take you into the promised land. And you know, today I was in Numbers, and I was reading about Joshua and Caleb, and when they went out and spied the land, and, you know, the report, you know, they went and they saw how big the fruit was, and they were with some people. They were there 40 days, and they came back, and the main people gave the bad report. You know, oh, we can't do it. It's too bad. But, you know, Joshua and Caleb were like, no. Nope. And, you know, they were going to be stoned for standing up against the natural. And I'm going to tell you something. There's always opposition when you make a choice to stand against the natural, because the enemy doesn't want to lose his grip on your life. You know, the enemy is the slave master and the taskmaster. You know, we have Egypt and the Israelites coming out of Egypt. We know that that's a parable for us today. It's true, it happened, but it's also a picture for us. You know, God is pulling us out of Egypt. He's wanting us to come into the promised land. And some of you are slave to your debt. Some of you are slave to promises that you have that are not God's promises. That's not God's best for your life. And so, you know, God's challenging us. Whose report are you going to believe? And I'm just getting this prophetic word right now about somebody who's believing for a marriage. You're thinking that if you were only married, things would be better. And you're wondering if you found that perfect man, if he would help you with all this debt. And I just want to tell you that that's a work of the flesh, and it's a trap and a snare of the enemy. I'm not saying don't get married, but cast your eyes on Jesus. You know, go to the Father and ask him. He is your Father. He is your Heavenly Father who wants to help you, who wants to show you truth and grow you in all truth. And if you're looking for a man to fix your problems, you're placing a cap of limitations on what God can do for your life, and you'll never rise above that. And you'll have wrong order, and you're going to have problems because you took a wrong turn. And, you know, I'm not saying that you won't get married, but I'm saying this is not the time for you, and this is a shortcut that is leading to a dead-end road for you, friend. And so you're a woman, I'll tell you that. That's all I'll say on that. So praise God. Thank you, Father. And so I really feel like this is the best of the best of the best of the best times to be living in the kingdom of God right now. It's supercharged. There's so much happening in the spirit realm. And if you are looking in the natural and watching the fallout and the shake, cast your eyes into what God's kingdom is doing and what God is calling us to do, and be amazed at the wondrous beauty of the revelation that is unfolding before our eyes as we see His promises coming true. And God is calling us out of Egypt. And some of you are looking back and going, just like they did when the Israelites were in the wilderness for 40 years, you know, it would have been better if we went back. You know, well, I'm just going to challenge you and say rebellion is a snare. And looking back is a snare. I remember, I don't know when it was. It was about 4 years ago. I was looking back at a season in my life, and it was a really good season in God. You know, one of the best of the best. And it was in the worst of the worst times that I was going through. And I remember longing for that season. And I remember the Lord saying, quit looking back. I'm like, oh man, you're right. I am looking back. Because if you look back, you can't go forward in God. And it's also a trick of the enemy. You know, he wants us to turn back, just like a runner. And then you lose momentum. I'm challenging you to stay focused on God, God's promises over your life, God's word. In fact, I'm challenging you to open up the Bible, go to Deuteronomy, read the blessings, Deuteronomy 28, and learn the promises of the Lord and speak those out loud. You know, it talks in there about the plagues. It talks in there about, there's just a lot in there for us today. And the scriptures, you know, everybody I talk to right now is the revelation. I open the Bible and the revelation's pouring out. That's because we're in the season of great revelation and great victory. And so, again, I'm going to challenge you, where you look is where you go. So if you're spending all your time looking at the news, looking at Facebook and wishing, you know, I'm just going to tell you, it's going to lead to delay. In fact, I was outside the other day, I was working in the yard, and I had some false thinking, and I didn't even know it. And the thing about false thinking, if you have a false belief system, you can hear something, you can hear it, but you don't really hear it because you're hearing it through your false belief system. And God was talking to me about seasons and the seasons that we're in, and I remember thinking about the season that we came out of, and I was like, you know, I like that season. And the Lord's like, we're not going back to that season. I'm like, oh. And when He said it, it was like a rhema word. It was like right into my heart. It was alive, and it was like it poofed. It actually dispelled the false belief system. I came out of agreement right away with it. And see, if you're looking at what we just came out of and wishing to go back there, we're not going back there. We're going forward in the kingdom of God. God is moving us in to the promised land, to the land of milk and honey, to the land where the grapes are so big they had to carry them on a big old stick with two people. You know, and I'm telling you, this is the best of the best for those who are solely, wholly sold out to Him. And if you're not, that's okay. This is the time and the season to work out your issues and work out your flesh. And I'm just going to tell you, I'm still working out my issues. I'm still working out some of the stuff that goes on in my life. God brings it up and I go, ooh, okay, that's not so good. Lord, help me with that. And we deal with it. So we're always looking to grow, and God is always challenging us for the greater, because He's infinite. He's so powerful, and you know, He's our dad, and He wants us to have every good thing. And so this message is going to be a little short, because I want you to ponder. I want you to talk to the Holy Spirit and ask Him to show you what's your part, what's your next step. And I'm challenging you. I'm actually putting out a challenge to pray in tongues, pray in tongues, pray in tongues. If you don't have your prayer language, right now I pray for everyone, every person that listens to this message, Father. I ask you to baptize them with the Holy Ghost. Fill them with your Spirit, with rivers. Open up the rivers of God in them, and baptize them with fire. and give them a boldness that only you can give them to proclaim the good news. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Amen, amen.
We hope you enjoyed today's message by Laurie Scanlon. You can download more messages from our store at www.spiritofgodworldwide.com.